speech versus discrimination at the U.S. Supreme Court. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The justices hearing arguments over a state law aimed at preventing discrimination.
Colorado Solicitor General Eric Olson says a web designer refusing to offer wedding websites for same-sex couples runs afoul of the state's anti-discrimination law.
This rule would allow another web design company to say no interracial couple served. An ad agency could refuse women-led businesses.
Kristen Wagoner represents graphic designer Lori Smith.
Under Colorado's theory, jurisdictions could force a Democrat publicist to write a Republican's press release.
A majority of justices appeared sympathetic to religious objections, questioning whether a web designer is any different than an artist allowed to voice a point of view.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The House Republican leader may be picking a fight with the White House and defense chief over the military's mandate for COVID vaccines.
Secretary Austin's been very clear that he opposes the repeal of the vaccine mandate, and the president actually concurs with the Secretary of Defense.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, after House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said a defense authorization bill won't advance unless the military mandate is dropped. Pfizer is asking the FDA to approve the new Omicron-targeting booster shots for children under age 5.
Toddlers currently get 3 shots, each just 1/10 of the adult amount, as their primary series. With approval, the third dose would be swapped out for the updated Omicron-targeted shot. Last month, the CDC released the first real-world data showing the updated boosters from Pfizer or Moderna did offer added protection to adults.
The CDC says only 2% of kids under age 2 and 4% of 2 to 4-year-olds have had their initial doses of COVID vaccine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The police chief in Tampa, Florida, resigns after an investigation finds she used her position to avoid a traffic ticket.
Mary O'Connor, in a letter to the mayor, said her personal mistake shouldn't hurt public trust in law enforcement. O'Connor had been on the job less than a year. Her husband was driving the golf cart, which had no legal license tag on it, on November 12th. A police body camera recorded the traffic stop where O'Connor was caught telling a Pinellas County deputy.
I'm the police chief in Tampa.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
I'm hoping that you'll just let us go tonight.
O'Connor had been on administrative leave. Mayor Jane Castor said the now former chief did not lead by example. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The midterm election results in Arizona are certified by the state's top officials, including Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who won the governor's race, though Republican candidate Carrie Lake is still expected to file a lawsuit. There's a 5-day window for formal election challenges after today's certification. In Georgia, it's election eve, tomorrow's runoff to decide the race between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Tipping culture, one of the many things that changed during the pandemic. Now employees say a coffee giant's new tipping option is putting customers under pressure.
Starbucks rolled out a new tipping system for those paying by credit card, prompting customers to leave a $1, $2 other amount or no tip. But baristas say it's awkward to ask customers for more money. A TikTok video of one barista went viral with nearly 7 million views, opening up a discussion where many claim Starbucks should just pay their employees more money. Others disagreed, saying they're happy to leave a tip.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. Starbucks says the feature lets customers recognize baristas for their hard work. They're rolling out card tipping across the U.S. through year's end. Right now, the Dow is down 536. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.